Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. California is facing a $14.5 billion budget deficit, so yesterday's State of the State address was a sober affair. Instead of the dramatic changes like health care reform that Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger spoke of last year, this year he focused on reining in the state's budget process. From Sacramento, Tamara Keith has more.
Oh, what a difference a year makes. Here was Governor Schwarzenegger in 2007, right after calling for a sweeping health plan and expensive new infrastructure.
Yes, it is an ambitious agenda, but we must be ambitious to get California to the future.
That agenda remains largely unfinished as a new year begins. And this year, it's unlikely anyone will accuse the governor of being too ambitious.
I will be submitting a budget that is difficult. It does not raise taxes. It cuts the increase in spending, and it cuts that spending across the board.
Schwarzenegger did say he hopes the Senate will approve a universal health care plan already passed by the Assembly. He also proposed expanding public-private partnerships to build state infrastructure. And in a year he once promised would be the year of education, Schwarzenegger's education proposals were understated. Instead, it seems 2008 is now the year of the budget.
The problem is that while revenues are flat, automatic formulas are increasing spending by 7.3%. Now, even a booming economy can't meet that kind of increase. So the system itself is the problem.
Schwarzenegger said there's no way out of this deficit except to face the state's budget demons. He said reform is necessary to avoid the binge and purge cycle that has cursed California's budgets for years.
So I am again proposing a constitutional amendment so that our spending has some relationship with our revenues. It is modeled after the process used in Arkansas. When revenues spike upwards, the amendment that I propose would not let us spend all of that money that rushes in when the economy is good. Instead, we would set some of that good year money aside for bad years.
This will be the governor's third attempt at changing the budget system. His first try was defeated by the legislature, the second by voters. In the Assembly chambers yesterday, the suggestion was met with applause from Republicans. But the reviews from Democrats, like Senate President Pro Tem Don Parada, weren't so positive.
No one has ever said, you know, California, Arkansas, let me think, I want to go to Arkansas. So to say they've got this spiffy plan that's really made them a great state, and we're going to apply that in California, it's almost a joke. It's certainly out of a B-movie.
Assembly Republican leader Mike Vallines isn't laughing. He's thrilled with the governor's budget reform proposal and thinks it even has a chance to make it through the legislature.
I think this year we'll have the same, you know, posturing, but frankly, I think we're going to have to make some difficult decisions that we have been able to slide out of in the past. So I think at the end of the day, you're going to see real reform this year because there are no alternatives.
At the same time, even Schwarzenegger administration officials say reforms won't solve the looming $14 billion deficit. Fred Silva with the consulting firm Beacon Economics says budget reform could be good, but it comes up almost every time there's a deficit.
This has little to do with this current problem, and that faced with having to face the current problem, you know, it's where the dog faces the second step and go, oh, I don't want to face this. Gee, let's do budget reform. That'd be fun. And we'll gather everyone around a table and we'll leave the big deficit problem over there in the corner.
What isn't going to be fun is actually dealing with that deficit, says Jack Pitney, a professor of government at Claremont McKenna College.
This is a governor who had very lofty ambitions, still does to some extent, but the reality of governing often involves very difficult and painful decisions, and this is the year of difficulty and pain.
The real pain begins on Thursday, when Governor Schwarzenegger unveils his budget for the coming year. That same day, he'll declare a fiscal state of emergency and immediately call on the legislature to cut some $3 billion from the current year's budget. For the California Report, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.
Later today, state health officials are expected to release mortality rates for coronary bypass operations in 2005. But the news is already out. Statewide, 3% of patients died after surgery. Researchers rate hospitals using a formula that adjusts for factors like age, gender, coexisting medical conditions, and prior heart surgeries. Healthcare experts say reports like this one are inexpensive and effective incentives for hospitals to improve patient care. The final phase of a landmark law dictating nurse-to-patient ratios has just taken effect. From KPBS in San Diego, Kenny Goldberg has more.
Former Governor Gray Davis signed the nurse staffing measure into law in 1999. It's been phased in over the last 4 years. The law requires hospitals to have at least one nurse for every 5 patients in all departments. On January 1st, tighter ratios kicked in certain specialty units. Nurse Jerry Jenkins has worked at UC San Diego Medical Center for 30 years. She says the law has been great for her profession.
I think it's done a tremendous amount of good and making nurses feel better about their work and that they can actually do what they need to do for their patients. Plus, it's much better for patients.
Hospital officials have a different view. Jan Emerson is vice president of the California Hospital Association. She says the law has been a big burden.
We still have a lot of misgivings about the ratios because we don't have the nurses to comply with them. That issue has not changed. We still have a severe shortage of nurses in California.
Hospitals fought the ratios from the beginning. They challenged the law in 2003. The lawsuit failed. Governor Schwarzenegger later issued an emergency regulation to block the law. A court ruled his action was illegal. Nurse Jerry Jenkins says patients in California are better off with the ratios.
Most of us, when we're in the hospital, would rather have a nurse with 4 patients taking care of us as opposed to a nurse with 12, because that's the scenario in a lot of places still outside of the state of California.
California's law is the only one of its kind in the nation. Nurses' unions are trying to get other states to consider similar measures. For the California Report, I'm Kenny Goldberg in San Diego.
Enjoying the rain and snow this winter? Strawberry growers certainly love a cold snap. Peggy Dillon with the California Strawberry Commission reports last year's crop set a record thanks to last year's freeze.
What it allowed them to do was to build up their root systems and become a really robust plant so that when they did start flowering and fruiting again, there was a lot of really nice fruit on the plant.
California supplies nearly 90% of the nation's strawberries. That's the California Report for Wednesday, January 9th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment, working to ensure that Californians get statewide health reform this year. Online at cahealthreformnow.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, sponsoring the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards, with information online at www.irvine.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals, institutions, and advisors reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.